Thank you, Mr. Chair. Chirip Sua. It is an honor to address the vital issue of Indigenous peoples' participation in the work of the Human Rights Council. For Indigenous communities, the international platforms such as this council are not just opportunities, they are essential lifelines. The expert workshop on Indigenous participation emphasized the commitment to keeping the spaces of the Human Rights Council open and accessible to you, Indigenous peoples. It underscored that Indigenous peoples must have access to all venues that impact their interests, including regular and special sessions, interactive dialogues with special rapporteurs, the universal periodic review, and the expert mechanism on the rights of Indigenous peoples. This commitment is especially important for the empowerment of Indigenous communities. I urge the Council to expand these venues to ensure that Indigenous voices are fully heard. It is essential that the Khmer Kram, whose rights to self-determination and cultural identity remain unrecognized, have access to mechanisms such as the UPR to address ongoing concerns, including restrictions on religious freedom and cultural suppression. Providing this access is crucial for exposing these ongoing rights violations and for fostering greater international awareness and accountability. Interactive dialogues and informal consultations are crucial spaces for Indigenous communities to advocate for justice and contribute to policy making. For the Khmer Kram, engaging in these discussions would help shape responses to land rights, cultural preservation, and freedom of expression. Finally, I recommend that the Council adopt a formal accreditation process that prioritizes Indigenous participation and ensures independence from state interference, so communities like the Khmer Kram can freely engage. Thank you so much.